Here we're doing the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. We're up to in volume 4, letter number 986. Baruch Hashem, dated Chav Dalet Nissen, the 24th day of Nissen, Tavshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. This is the language of the regards that I asked your son to pass along to your honor. L'chaim. The Rebbe is saying that, L'chaim, to life. The Tate Zolzain Achosid Begoli. Your father should be a chosid in the revealed manner. Achosid Behelem Izershain. A chosid hidden, you are already, he is already a chosid in the hidden sense. Kinder Chasidim Hoter Toydelakil. His children, Chasidim, thank God he has. But when he will become a revealed Chasid, he will be able to assist that his children should be Chasidim openly. What is the meaning of these words, Rabbi Shem explained? Like I know my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles the Rebbe gives him. I know for sure that he was a tzaddik. And that the word of tzaddikim and all of their actions are true. And that they are alive and existent forever. And it's granted that nothing of them will get lost. There is nothing such thing as too late that it's lost. I heard several times from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, how he spoke about you and about your wife, may she live, and how much energy, how much koiches he put on you and your wife, may she live. Whether it's directly in discussions with you or indirectly in his ways, through a chapter of Psalms, etc. I also heard from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, about the hopes that he was having about your children, may they live. And like we see, even in reality, with our eyes, physical eyes, as slowly they are becoming realized, those blessings, those hopes, more and more. Based on the above, that the impact of a tzaddik, especially from a Rebbe, nothing gets lost. I am certain that all the good things that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, wanted to see by you, it will come down in actuality. Some of it has already come down in actuality, and I am sure that everything will be revealed on 100%. Self-understood. We're not dealing here about the simple observance of mitzvot. This is always by you in your home. Here what we're talking about matters which are beyond the letter of the law. Lifnim Mishur HaSadin. Over there could be no limit. And to the as much that a created being will reach, can still always grow in higher and higher. But we know that en chavush matir atzmei, a person who is incarcerated cannot free himself. So you need somebody else to help you out from another. As the middle Rebbe, the son of the Alter Rebbe has said, that time you get two godly souls against one animal soul. Especially when you get a support from such, like my father-in-law, the Rebbe, his merit alone is great. In addition to the merits of his holy fathers that also support the Rebbe. And this is the meaning of the words that I meant. As a chosid behelim izer, un as ozayna chosid begoli, that you are a hidden chosid, you are, but you should be a revealed chosid. That means in a conduct from beyond the level, letter of the law, totally. which my father-in-law, the Rebbe, gave you the strength. He gave you that energy. And as I had already written, not only through the talks that he had with you face to face, but also being by himself in his room through a chapter of Psalms, etc. But you had not yet openly, fully utilized all those prayers and all those blessings that my father-in-law has given you. Because it is impossible to totally use up the blessing from a tzaddik to the fullest extent. And so therefore, I wished that the blessings that my father-in-law blessed you in front of your face and not in front of your face, they should be fulfilled fully, completely. And the greatest blessing by every person, and especially by a Jew, is to have nachas from the children. As our sages tell us, person is envious of everybody besides of his son, etc. So I said this explicitly, and I explained this as the blessing, that the blessing from my father-in-law should be fulfilled, that your children shall be openly Hasidim. The reason, now I'm just reading into this, but probably complained to the Rebbe why the Rebbe says such things, what kind of a blessing the Rebbe says. The Rebbe is explaining to him what he meant with his blessing. The reason the Rebbe says that I gave it over, this blessing, to your son during a Fabrengen, during a gathering, because it says in the Svarim that when a Jew says a matter of a blessing, and there's 10 Jews over there, and they say Amen, then this matter of a blessing becomes a blessing from a community, from a Rabbim. And a community, a Rabbim, which has the divine resting over them, as it says in the Gemara Sanhedrin Lamed Tes Aleph, especially when there are many tenth, and it's a time from Suda Shabbos V'Yontif, which is a Suda Smitzes, and very specifically, Prote Proteus, this is in a holy place, it's a shul, it's a Beis Medrash. I did not want to miss the opportunity, seeing that there was present, and that you are amongst Jews, good friends, and they're standing in an arousal, so I utilize this opportunity. It should be with the agreement from all the present Jews, which are Shabbos Dik, Yom Tov Dik, and in a time of Suda Shlishis, which is a time from the Raiva, the Chol Raiva, and it's one of the greatest levels, as we say in the songs of Shabbos, it's sourced in the Zohar HaKadosh, that everybody should agree that the blessing that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, gave, they should be fulfilled completely. And one of the main things is that we should be Hasidim. We should do beyond the letter of the law. And to do a favor for another. Even if it's a case that you may lose out, there's damage to you from them. As Tosfos explains the meaning from Chosid V'chulu in Talmud Nida Yudzayin Aleph and also Shabbos Kuf Chof Aleph. He's giving him regards to the whole family. Sheyichya with blessings. Again, probably he wanted to, he was maybe complaining to the Rebbe or what, why the Rebbe gave him a public such a blessing and what the Rebbe mean with the blessings. And the Rebbe says, even if you think that you're good as it is, but you know, to the blessing of a tzaddik, there is no limit. So as much as you went, there's always more place. Rebbe utilize the presence, the Fabrengen, the Shabbos, all the special things that were going on at that time to send him that blessing, and also telling him how dear he was to the Rebbe. And it's very interesting that you see that the Rebbe did not only pray for the people or speak to them when he talked to them, but the Rebbe would actually say Tillim, he would say Psalms for certain people, for special, he wanted for their blessing. He would pray for them by doing the extra Tehillim, an extra thing for them. So it tells us about these various different activities that the Rebbe did. This is unknown, as Rebbe says, the known and the unknown. So some of it is, could be a lot of unknown over here. Somebody once said about the Rebbe that the Rebbe is a tzaddik nister, that he was a hidden. And people said, what do you mean hidden? Everybody knows that the Rebbe was a tzaddik. He said, what you know about the Rebbe is very little of what there is. It's mostly hidden. Actually, you think you know. And you think that you have a grasp, an idea. But you have really no idea really what's going on. So it's really, there's more hidden than revealed. And here you get a glimpse where the Rebbe says, the Rebbe's saying, tell him for you. Who would ever think such a thing? You know, the Rebbe's saying, tell him over there. He's blessing you. And he's helping you, he's giving you the siyur, he's giving you the support, he's giving you the koich, he's giving you the energy, so that you should be able to do that. And so, all of us are blessed and supported by the Rebbe. But the only thing is upon us to utilize that support and that blessing to bring it all into fruition.